Welcome to MathEI with Mike. Today we're diving into an intriguing paper on speculative decoding, or SD. It's a topic near and dear to my heart, and I've even put together a presentation on it.
SD, I'm all ears. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel. What's the gist?
Well, imagine boosting text generation speed by combining your target language model with a smaller, faster one. This smaller model generates tokens autoregressively, and the target model uses those tokens to concurrently predict its own next tokens.
So it's like a two-pronged approach? Clever. But why is this faster?
It's all about bottlenecks. The biggest slowdown in text generation is often the data transfer within the GPU's memory. SD sidesteps this by using the small model for quick predictions, then the large model refines those predictions, minimizing the slow data transfer.
Got it. But there's always a catch, right?
Exactly. To get the same token distribution as the large model, you need rejection sampling, or RS. Basically, you sample from an easy-to-sample distribution to generate a sample from a more complex one.
Rejection sampling? I'm vaguely familiar. Remind me how it works.
You sample a point X from the easy distribution F, then accept it with a probability equal to the ratio of F of X to G of X, where G is your target distribution. If this ratio is greater than 1, you automatically accept. The magic is that the accepted points end up distributed according to G.
Right. So how does this fit into speculative decoding?
In SD, we do something similar with the tokens from the small model. During the second stage, concurrent sampling from the large model, we compute the probability ratio between the two models for each token. We accept the small model's token with a probability equal to this ratio.
I see. So if the small model's token is rejected,
then the large model generates the next token itself, and the small model kicks in again for the subsequent tokens. Even the accepted tokens are generated using a distribution calculated from both models.
Interesting. So controlling the acceptance rate of the small model's tokens is crucial, right?
Precisely. Ideally, we want the small model to only predict tokens that will be accepted. This paper suggests a method to improve this acceptance rate. It shows that the average acceptance rate equals 1 minus the total variation distance, or TVD, between the two models' distributions. And luckily, a lesser-known inequality lets us bound the TVD from below using the difference between the cross-entropy of the two models' distributions and the entropy of the small model's token.
Okay, this is getting a bit complex. So we estimate this cross-entropy using a constant multiplied by the entropy of the small model's token.
Yes, because we can't calculate the actual cross-entropy during the sampling phase. We then use this estimated cross-entropy to predict the acceptance rate for each token before sampling from the large model.
So you can decide how many tokens to sample concurrently from the large model based on this estimated acceptance rate. Neat, but is it perfect?
That's where I have a slight reservation. The constant used in the cross-entropy estimation seems suboptimal. Hopefully, future research will refine this aspect.
I see. It's always a work in progress, isn't it? Well, this has been incredibly enlightening, Mike. Thank you for breaking down this complex topic.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us on MathEI with Mike. Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of AI. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.